The discovery of an arsenic bug expands the definition of life. Presented by Science at NASA. December 2, 2010. Astrobiologists have discovered the first known microorganism on Earth able to thrive and reproduce using the toxic chemical arsenic. The microorganism, which lives in California's Mono Lake, substitutes arsenic for phosphorus in the backbone of its DNA. The definition of life has just expanded, says Ed Weiler, NASA's Associate Administrator for the Science Mission Directorate. As we pursue our efforts to seek signs of life in the solar system, we'll have to think more broadly and consider life as we do not know it. This finding of an alternate biochemistry will alter biology textbooks and expand the scope for the search for life beyond Earth. Carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, phosphorus, and sulfur, these are the six basic building blocks of all known forms of life. Phosphorus is part of the chemical backbone of DNA and RNA, structures that carry genetic instructions, and it is considered an essential element for all living things. Phosphorus is a central component of the energy-carrying molecule adenosine triphosphate and also the phospholipids that form all cell membranes. Arsenic, which is chemically similar to phosphorus, is poisonous for most life on Earth. Arsenic disrupts metabolic pathways because chemically it behaves similarly to phosphate. We know that some microbes can breathe arsenic, but what we've found is a microbe doing something totally new, actually building parts of itself out of arsenic, says Felisa Wolf-Simon, a NASA astrobiology research fellow at the U.S. Geological Survey in Menlo Park and the research team's lead scientist. If something here on Earth can do something so unexpected, what else can life do that we haven't seen yet, she wonders. The newly discovered microbe, strain GFAJ-1, is a member of a common group of bacteria, the gamma-proteobacteria. In the laboratory, the researchers successfully grew microbes from the lake on a diet that was very lean on phosphorus, but included generous helpings of arsenic. When researchers removed the phosphorus and replaced it with arsenic, the microbes continued to grow. Subsequent analyses indicated that the arsenic was being used to produce the building blocks of new GFAJ-1 cells. The key issue the researchers investigated was, when the microbe was grown on arsenic, did the arsenic actually become incorporated into the organism's vital biochemical machinery, such as DNA, proteins, and cell membranes? A variety of sophisticated laboratory techniques were used to determine where the arsenic was incorporated. The team chose to explore Mono Lake because of its unusual chemistry, especially its high salinity, high alkalinity, and high levels of arsenic. This chemistry is in part a result of Mono Lake's isolation from sources of fresh water. The results of this study will inform ongoing research in many areas, including the study of Earth's evolution, organic chemistry, biogeochemical cycles, disease mitigation, and Earth system research. These findings also open up new frontiers in microbiology and other areas of research. The idea of alternative biochemistries for life is common in science fiction, says Carl Pilcher, director of the NASA Astrobiology Institute at the agency's Ames Research Center in California. Until now, a life form using arsenic as a building block was only theoretical, but now we know such life actually exists in Mono Lake. This story was read by Tony Phillips and presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.